I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Anal, the Psychological Aspect, written and read by Sundial. I was minding my own business, being a nicely simmering passenger in the car. My man and I were underway to visit our buddy in Sweden, and I was already casting my mind into the near future, that evening to be precise. And so had beautiful undercurrents of horn floating through my relaxed passenger-style existence. My man was sitting beside me, handling the car with his usual confidence. As you may know, one of my kinks is driving horn, not only when I'm driving alone, but also when I'm being driven. So yeah, him beside me, my hand on his thigh, his hand pressing mine firmly down, and those knowing looks he was favouring me with at intervals, and the beautiful beat of the background music. I idly checked Mastodon, and bam, there was this question right there at the top of my feed. Anal sex. Könnt ihr ein Worte fassen, was ihr jenseits der Körperlichkeit daran geil findet? Anal sex. Can you put into words what you find so great about it, beyond the physical aspect? I did actually sigh with pleasure right then. This question couldn't have come at a better time, near future event variables considered. It opened images and memories in my mind, like a flower in spring, and I was thrown into a deeper state of arousal. It also slipped me into a beautiful, subliminal, daydream-like state, and I contemplated. Because when you put it like that, unless you actually know what's so hot about anal, I imagine it's a pretty difficult thing to imagine. I felt a compulsion to answer it, and like it is when you get a compulsion, I had to tell the questioner straight away about my intention to answer it. But that I needed time to get it right. I needed to answer that question and do it properly. Being a good girl and all, and wanting to leave a clue about how I might answer, I very politely asked permission to answer it, later, and in English. I was granted both. I knew I had to write a response that would sweep the questioner into the action with me, in a way they would understand. What did I know about this person? The question was posed by someone in the Fediverse, who swims there together with various others, with some of whom I've made a tenuous connection. I like to call them the kinky German lot, which is a term of endearment. I promise. A fair portion of them are into the things I'm into. You can see it in their profiles. Kink, openness, DS. You get the idea. I realised I didn't actually have to frame the answer in a way the questioner could understand. I could just tell it from my own perspective, of course. Sometime later we arrived at our buddy's place, and we had a meal together. We're not rabbits, you know. And that shines a whole new light on the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny. Anyway, while we were eating, I told them both about this question. We may not be rabbits, but we are heathen enough to talk sex during dinner. And because this bunny is a firm believer in the combined principles of ulterior motive and suggestion, I asked them what they liked about giving me anal. And in their own typical individual style, they answered me. "Your enthusiasm," my man said. "Your ass is hot," our buddy delivered, as though this should explain everything. I thought about it some more, and after dinner, while I was reclining between the two of them on the sofa, our sexual tension ticking up, all three of us aware of it, teasing ourselves without touching, a catch-up on our separate worlds. I wrote my answer in a series of posts. Just before I finished the last one, the anticipated hush descended, and, excited, I glanced at my man. Yep, that knowing grin was present, and it shot me right up there. I turned to look at him, our buddy, already slipping into sub mode. "Let me see it then," he said, grabbing the handily placed lube from the coffee table. "And just a sec," I said, typing a hurried emoji into my phone and clicking send. My answer. Sometimes it's all about the dom-sub dynamic. I'm a sub-slut. I love being commanded to stillness, or trussed up helpless on my stomach. And the man behind me is biting my neck, spanking my arse, and whispering in my ear about how he's going to own me, completely own me, before he loop teases me up to seventh heaven, and the aching emptiness of my cunt is making a wet mess of the sheets, and my clit is pulsing because I'm so fucking eager to please him. And then his cock is forcing its way in, slowly. And all the while his whispering breath in my ear is sending goosebumps crashing through me, and he's telling me what a good girl I am while he fucks me into blissful oblivion. Or maybe I've been a complete brat, and he wants to punish me. He wrestles me down over the kitchen table, grabs a wrist and pulls it up my back so I can't get away from him. Butt plug is tugged out, and he slathers lube over me, growling at me to be still and behave, or he'll pound my ass, and I make a snap decision which way to take it, owning my punishment. I'm a switch, especially when I'm bratty. But he knows that. He knows how I'm going to respond. So, who is doming? Or maybe it's just about giving him what he wants, and how good that makes me feel. His enthusiasm for my ass is the turn-on, and I want him to take it, to own me, and be an animal about it, rutting and feral. And the thing that gets me hottest of all is pleasing the one I'm pleasing. I don't need to be touched to turn into a mess of wantonness. So my answer to your question is, it's a purely psychological reaction. My ass didn't stand a chance that night. My brain had already, very enthusiastically, and quite deliberately waved the white flag. In short order, this very good bunny surrendered submissively. This time. That was Anal, the Psychological Aspect, written and read by Sundial. You can find more of my stuff, including audio porn, at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.